happens, John.
The metronome happens.
Pompeo pulls through. That's what. Welcome to episode 35 of Bite Size Lemons.
Yeah, that's a big number, dude.
We should high five to that.
Yeah. How many hours is that? 35 hours?
A little more, actually.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for more than a day. We have more than...
We have been doing this for more than one day.
We have more than a single day.
Let us clink these...
Coffee things.
Paper cups.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them nowadays?
Mmm. Cold tea. Love it.
Mmm.
But not like iced tea, just hot tea, but now it's cold.
Cold coffee.
How do you feel?
Really good.
How do you feel about being in this for 35 episodes, 36 weeks? Mm-hmm. Enough of that. After 35 weeks, you should know not to slurp.
I'm fine with it. I mean,
it's had its ups and downs.
Yeah.
It's like an elevator.
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, fair.
No, I really love it, dude.
Yeah, that's been good.
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm really glad that we're able to do this together. It's something I look forward to every week, you know?
Me too.
Just like an hour to set aside to talk about random stuff, and that's it. That's all we have to do.
Basically.
It's just like sitting down, being friendly and goofy, and that's it.
Because we're busy, and it's good to have a time where we just get together.
Yeah. It's like... You know, back in the old day when people used to smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like my...
This is your cigarette break of life?
No. No, that would be ridiculous.
What are you talking
about?
This
is like a padded massage in a room full of bamboo in comparison to cigarette breaks.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, we have some Roast'em Toast'em to do.
Yeah, we do.
We've got Clefairy.
Are you toasting?
I roasted Nidoking because I could barely roast him.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I'm toasting.
All right.
There's been a lot of controversy lately on the existence of aliens. But boom, we have proof. Clefairy is from the moon. So...
The moon. Coming in hot from the moon.
Yeah, so Clefairy is from the moon. It recently gained a fairy type, and it is one of the most deserving Pokemon of it because it has fairy in its name. So good for you for being revitalized by Gen 7 without needing a Mega or an Alolan form. I think that's pretty cool. Also, you're adorable. Also, Metronome can be awesome. So, here's to you. Roasted. I mean, toasted.
Toasted.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Clefairy. Metronome? You're sitting there, you're like, oh, snap, I gotta freaking do something about this Suicune that's gonna run away from me. Metronome, up! I used self-destruct and killed my Clefairy as well as my Suicune. This is great. Thanks, homie.
Sounds like a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Clefairy. No, and then it was like, hey, I'm gonna be Pokemon's mascot. And then everyone was like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I should have said that.
And I was like, all right. I agree with you, people. I think Pikachu is cool. Clefairy, you got shafted.
Whoa.
You've been roasted.
I think that Clefairy is probably the weaker choice there. I think they made a good call with Pikachu.
Yeah, because yellow stands out like...
Yellow and red. It's like how to sell burgers.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Exactly. And also, like, out of the sea of Pokemon, you always know which ones are Happonies and which ones are Pikachus.
Happony?
Yeah. You know, baby Chansey?
Happony sucks.
Yeah.
I forgot Happony existed until I looked at the Sun and Moon Pokedex and I was like, huh.
You exist.
Wow.
Look at this tiny little egg.
I forgot all about this.
I didn't know this was a thing.
So, boom, you've been roasted.
Boom.
There you go. We've got a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Pineapple doohickey?
What would Pikachu do? All right, this one's quite obvious because we're only on the second one of these.
Yep.
I want to be the very best.
That no one...
Like no one ever was.
Dang
that
it.
No one ever will be.
Like no one ain't.
I want to be the very best like no one ever was from the Pokemon
to
theme.
To catch them is my real
testimony.
Demony.
Speaking of the Pokemon testimony. Theme song, John and I, well, John was working at GameStop when I went and picked up Pokemon Sun and Moon at the...
I ate Subway.
It's true, you did.
Nice. I like Subway. I mean, it's not great, but I mean, it's food.
Yeah.
I don't really care for it, actually. It's kind of like, this is sustenance.
Yeah.
Freaking Subway.
Speaking of Subway, Subway is what you ate before the midnight release of Pokemon Sun and Moon. And we did a little video.
Video. It's like a video, just it's covered in powdered sugar.
Yeah, and we also did a video.
Yeah.
Of some of the festivities that went on there. You took liberty and you started throwing around a plush Pokeball, and people were naming their favorite types, favorite characters. It was awesome.
That was an interesting little thing. So
it was a lot of fun.
So the thing is, okay, midnight releases normally are just like a bunch of strangers standing in a building waiting for midnight to pick up their game and just go home. And Kyle was like, yeah, that's what we're going to do tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to abandon ship. Let's steal their cannons. Let's go. And so I pulled up this Pokeball and I started throwing it around the room just like thinking of random Pokemon stuff that I could think about. And apparently, like, everyone was super into it. Like,
it was great.
Yeah, everyone's just like really got into the, like, the whole thing. And I was really happy that I decided to do that because it tied in what Pokemon Sun and Moon has tried to do with the whole Train On videos,
mm-hmm.
and really just kind of like building a community of friendship.
Yeah.
And that was something that I was actively thinking about when I decided to throw the ball. And at the end, we did a little giveaway. We sang the Pokemon theme song outside. Everyone was talking and, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we built a little community around it, and that was kind
of
nice.
Yeah,
enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun. I think you did an awesome job. And it's funny how, like, Nintendo is just this really colorful, friendly community. I'd say generally, like, Pokemon fans are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get a sour guy, but
every once in a while, you meet somebody who doesn't bathe. But you know,
well.
Wah, wah.
It's 50-50 on this podcast. I'll let you decide who's who.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so anyway, I got
just
to meet
it. Just because I'm brown.
Wow. Okay, fine. If you want to make that assumption, you racist. So anyway, well, speaking of racist, we'll talk about Mike Pence in a second. Slurp more, please.
Yes.
All right. So...
so
basically,
so
we got to interview a couple dudes there.
Yeah, and one of them was Nathaniel.
One of them was Nathaniel.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nathaniel. One of them was
him.
Austin. Shout out to Austin. One of them was Dan.
Yeah,
who was new to me. I just met him, and is actually a brother of an old pal from.
My toenails are really long.
You should cut them.
Okay, a pal of one of ours from high school.
Yeah, so I haven't seen Sam in ages, but anyway, shout out to Dan and Sam if they. Hear this. So, I got a couple little mini interviews from them. It's about a minute each, so we got like 3 minutes. Are you ready to hear them, John?
Yep.
All right, here they are.
Boom.
Say.
What's going on, Austin?
Hey, how you going?
How you doing?
Wait, how you
How
going?
Are you going?
I'm going to GameStop to pick up Pokemon
We're at the
Moon.
Sun and Moon release. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty excited. This is the first time I've ever actually been in a launch of a Pokemon game. All the other ones I've played at least 4 or 5 years after they came out, so...
On a scale of 1 through Mega Evolving, how excited are you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm evolving to, like, my final stage, but not Mega Evolving yet. Ask me again in, like, half an hour.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Quick question. What is your favorite Pokemon?
Right now, I'm gonna have to say Tentacruel, honestly. It's not a very common answer, but... He's pretty dope.
He is good, and when you play him right, he's amazing.
He's amazing, and he's got great typing.
What is your starter? What are you going with?
I'm gonna go with Popplio in Pokemon Moon.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm not, but you know.
I'm sorry for your loss. Thanks, man. Thanks for...
what start are you going with?
I'm going with Litten because of a deal I made with John.
See,
otherwise,
I'm also sorry for you, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry for me, too.
Pity each other.
I pity the fool. All right, thanks for the question.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, I'm here at the release of Pokemon Sun and Moon with my friend Dan. How you doing, man?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing swell. You're new to Bite Size Lemons, the podcast. How are you feeling about Sun and Moon?
Awesome, very excited. I've been a fan of the franchise my whole life, basically. So
awesome, I'm excited. What is your favorite Pokemon, Dan?
Definitely Dragonite. I've had, ever since I started watching the Pokemon, I think the first episode of Pokemon I ever watched was the one with Dragonite, the very, very first one where you can't really see it, so...
Yeah. Oh, the giant Dragonite. Yeah. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's awesome. On a scale of 1 through about to Mega Evolve, how excited are you for this game?
I think, Z move excited. That's how excited.
You're basically sprouting golden locks like Diglett. Excellent.
No. Get that image out of my head. No.
Okay. So what starter are you going with and why?
Definitely Rowlet. The bow tie is awesome and the hoodie is awesome and the arrows are awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with that. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for answering some questions, Dan.
Sure thing.
Appreciate you, man. All right, I've got Nathaniel with me here at the... What is this? I keep forgetting what this is called. The release of Pokemon Sun and Moon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good, like super good. Like, there's regular amounts of good, and then above that.
On a scale of 1 through Mega Evolving, how excited are you? You just Mega Evolved. Congratulations. What is your favorite Pokemon, Nathaniel?
Jolteon. No question.
Wow.
Hands down.
Why so?
When I was like 5 years old, that was the Pokemon card my brother gave me. It was a holographic one, and from that moment, I was like, heck yeah.
That's why I love Scyther, actually. Same
and, well, I loved it a lot, and back in like, I think, well, really, I kind of had different versions of it. Like, in Gen 3, I got myself a Jolteon. That was like when I started really being like super into Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Raised myself a good Jolteon. Eventually that game kind of, the battery died in it and I never transferred it out at the time because whatever. But I got a new Jolteon in Gen 5 and I raised it and it's like my main. It's so good, super fast,
beautiful,
super hard damage. What not to like?
Love it. It's all spiky as well.
It is. It's rad. It's rad.
So what start are you going with, my man?
# Rowlet because freaking he's got a bow tie.
Because you're a smart man.
And he's an owl.
Have you noticed that he goes from having a bow to having a bow?
Yes, I did.
Savagery.
He's got the kind of awkward hair floppy, flipping middle stage.
Thanks, Daniel. Wait, no, that's only for breaks.
Oh,
savage.
Dang.
Yeah.
Rolling over.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Do you want to take a break so I can put it in?
Yes.
Okay. That was
rolling up.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So glad we did that. All right, we got some heavy news wedge before we go into talking about Sun and Moon, which came out. It's so heavy. GameCube turned 15 years old.
Wow.
This week.
I turned 20 last week.
Nope.
Oh yeah, I turned 21 in May.
Yes.
Everything about that last statement was wrong. Disregard.
My eyes rolled back into my head to check all the math on that. I was like, nope, not true.
Nope.
So that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so wild.
God rest Smash Brothers Melee.
Oh man. Good times.
Man, good times.
Kirby Air Ride.
Kirby.
I demand Air a Ride. Remake. Please, I demand it.
Please? For the love of all that is Kirby, Air Ride.
Nice. People are losing their cool. Well, actually, we'll keep that. People are losing the cool, but you get to find out about what in a second.
People are losing their cool. That's it. People are just going freaking bananas.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Everyone is going ham.
It's basically what's happening. A new series of unfortunate events trailer has come out.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
It was so odd.
Neil Patrick Harris, of course, is going to be Olaf.
I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's going to do a very good job.
It's so odd, but... I think it's going to work with that little mini universe they're building.
Right. And also, like, the movie that came out a long time ago.
The one with Jim Carrey?
Yeah. I thought it had its ups and downs, but I read this series, and a lot more downs than ups.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the idea of Jim in that role.
Yeah, I think he did a wonderful job. I think the story writers were just garbage.
Yeah, they did all they could.
Yep.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but I think Neil's going to do a good job.
Are you on a first name basis with him? Do you and Neil hang out?
Neil Patrick Harris, I think, is going to do a great job in Lemony Snicket's The Series of Unfortunate Events.
Are you on a middle name basis with him?
Patrick is going to do great.
Good old Patty.
I'm going to call him Pat. All right. So I think Pat's going to do great in that.
Thanks, Pat.
Shout out to Pat, who listens to every episode and writes in every week.
Yep. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah. So I think he's going to be a lot of fun. They had that whole, like, one-upping each other with the knives, and then she pulls out, like, a harpoon. It's like, what is happening?
Why?
It's a really weird tone that I didn't expect. I think it's going to be really goofy.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean,
but, like, dark humor.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of, like, really, really dumb things that happen in those books. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Like, the baby bites through everything.
Yeah, so Sunny has this obsession with biting things. And it's not until later in the series that you realize that because she's bitten everything, she's, like, grown accustomed to flavors, and then she becomes a cook.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bite it!
Yeah, exactly.
Little Deku.
Yeah! I'm gonna bite so much.
Cool. I think it looks pretty good. Spirited Away is let me try that word
Spirited
again.
Spirited Away is coming out of the theater screens with
in
massive
December.
Propaganda.
What?
Not propaganda, popularity.
Yes. Spirited Away is
shout
going
out
to be
Madison.
Shout out to Madison. Spirited Away is coming back to theaters in December 2nd through 6th, I believe.
Like the second time. Because didn't they do this earlier this year?
No.
With another
Pokemon the movie.
No, they did another one with Ghibli film.
I don't know.
All right.
Cool. I'm glad we talked about this.
Yep.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is 11 years old this week.
Wow, everything's
so many birthdays.
So old. Why are there so many old things?
I don't know, John. I don't know, okay?
Why do things age?
That's a whole new podcast, man.
Whoa.
Ghost in the Shell
what
trailer.
Is truth?
Have you seen that?
No.
Well, it's Scarlett Johansson as
nice.
A robot.
Again.
Yeah. But, like, with physical form this time.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of awkward because she is pretty much naked.
Word?
So, it's really weird.
Okay. Well, at least there are ghosts in those shells and not, like, I don't know, clams or
toast.
Or I will see your ghost.
I still
see your toast. I thought it was because there was some sympathetic meaning of
John mishears lyrics
all the time.
Often.
Anyway, so during this song, it was because
hold on, tell him what song it is.
We are young.
Some nights.
Some nights.
By Fun.
By F-U-N.
F-U-N period.
Period. Anyway.
He says, I still see your ghost. And John thought it was, I still see your toast.
I thought it was like she woke up early, made toast, and left it there. And that was like a cute thing that they used to do. And then she just peaced out one day. And
nope.
Then he's like, I still see your toast.
No, it just so happens that this woman, like, walked out of his life.
And
not toast.
And left zero slices of toast.
Built like a mega massage.
Built like a mega massage.
Classic. Anyway, so the Ghost in the Shell, the anime of which this is based, on which this is based, has, like, a actual nude lead character.
Okay.
And ScarJo's got this awkward, like, skin-colored body suit, but it's, like, very animatronic. It's weird. But anyway, the director seems to be in favor of it. The original director of the anime and then the writer of the manga, they seem to be on board, so.
I would think they would. I mean, also, ScarJo has black hair.
Yeah, she does. It's
That's
really weird.
Weird. I don't like that.
Anyway, and other Japanese film news, Full Metal Alchemist just got a full trailer.
Nice.
It's live action. Looks very Japanese.
Yeah.
Kind of low budget. It's fine.
It's but all right.
Fumihoko Sumi is directing it, and he directed Ping Pong in 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are like, remember Ping Pong?
We're like, no.
Not really.
None of us remember that.
So he's directing that.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for coming back to the silver screen, I guess.
In even more Japanese television news, Pokemon Sun and Moon anime was released, the first episode.
Yeah.
And their reviews are incredibly positive.
Yeah?
People love it in Japan.
Yeah.
I really like the art style. I know I'm
a
silent majority.
I think it's dumb.
I like it. We'll see. Speaking of silent majority.
Uh-oh.
Mike Pence went to Hamilton.
Yeah.
And got some flack.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
They were like, hey, are you going to represent our people? And he was like, bye.
Yeah, basically.
And then
that's more
George Washington was like, I'm black.
And then Abe, who was on the second floor, was shot in the back of the
head. No! If you could go back in time, what would you do? I would tell Abe Lincoln never go to the theater.
Yeah.
Bang.
I fought for what was on my head. Don't tell no bullet.
Bullet went. Throw away.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, our illustrious leader, Donald Trump, he's like, hey, stop hating on my boy Mike. And they're like, we weren't hating on him, we were just like, will you please not like get rid of minority people? And he was like, I'll think about that, I'm leaving now. And Donald Trump was like, that was disrespectful. And everyone in Hamilton's like, what are you talking about?
Lin-Manuel I don't think was even there at that point.
I don't think it was the original cast.
Well, no, a lot of them are the original cast, but some of them changed up. Like Lin,
I'm sure, because he's busy.
Yeah, Lin left the cast. He was replaced by some other dude, but
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne the Rock Johnson plays Hamilton in Hamilton.
That sounds great.
Good. That is what I want.
I would honestly love that.
I
that would
actually adore that. Actually,
probably be pretty good. Besides the fact that he's like this hulking man,
it would be fine.
All right,
it would be like. A talented eyes in your Dwayne the Rock Johnson frame because he says hunger pang instead.
Yeah.
But he's not very hunger pang.
No.
He's kind of the opposite of that.
He's very large.
Bulky as lemons.
Yeah, he's handsome man. He got Sexiest Man Alive, I think, this week. So good
Dwayne
for him.
Dwayne the Rock?
Shout out to Dwayne.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Lin.
No.
Oh.
Lin-Manuel is kind of gross a little bit. I mean,
goes half our fan base.
That's fine. I hate goatees.
Okay.
So there's that.
I'm not a fan of any facial hair, actually.
Really? We just need to shave our faces.
I'm fine with my facial hair. I just don't like the people that I'm dating having facial hair.
Oh. Well, you know what? We're through.
All right.
Ghost in the Shell is something that I've already mentioned.
That
okay,
exists.
Super Mario Run is coming in December 15th for the iOS and the Android.
What? It's Temple Run with a Mario skin,
but sideways.
Yeah,
and it's also $10.
What?
It's gonna be $9.99 in the App Store.
I'm so mad that I'm gonna buy it.
I'm mad that you're gonna buy it. Because you are fueling Nintendo's idiocy.
No! That's
this
been
is
my,
on you!
That has been my problem for the past, like,
21
years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so all that.
Where is Super Mario Sunshine? Why did that go away?
They're working on the most revolutionary piece of technology to ever exist. Super Mario Run, $10.
Oh, I thought they were working on the Nintendo Switch.
Nope.
Hey, do you know that the Nintendo Switch isn't going to be zoned? Which means that if you're French and you come over to America,
which I am,
and live here to go to college across the
games?
Street from St. Edward's, you can play your Nintendo Switch in America with English games. And by English, I mean American.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That means we get some Japanese games. I wonder if we're going to get Mother.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. I've always wanted to play Mother.
Yeah, it seems like a cool game. It seems a little, like, sad that things aren't going to be, like, they were in Super Smash Brothers.
Mother's gonna suck.
Yep.
Okay. Let's kill it.
God rest mother.
Pokemon Generations episode. That's our final bit of news wedge.
Okay, so essentially what happens here is Iris comes in with her Polygon mishap and
Druddigon?
Yeah.
That's savage.
Yeah. When you get to that, I sure as heck hope that
it's gonna be in 4 years.
It's gonna be terrible because
it's gonna be in like 6 years.
That's fine.
Alright.
Anyway.
Just remember this moment.
This poor little, you know, glitching out pixel comes up with this tiny little brown girl and this castle the ground. And then a bunch of old dudes are like, we are gods.
This sounds like a stoner dream. It's a little picture and a brown girl, and then a castle comes from the ground. And they're all terrible voice actors.
They are.
Those
they're
old
like,
men.
If you refuse to correct your mistake, you have made two mistakes. What is right, and what is wrong is selling.
Go to fortunecookie.com for another fortune.
I was like...
Your lucky numbers... Wait, hold on. Flips it around.
Why do these things always tell me that? So then she's like, cool.
I'm a 9-year-old.
9-year-old, and I'm going to blow up these bridges that came out of nowhere, which
she
were
blows
kind of
up
weird.
One.
She blows up one.
Meanwhile,
1,000
enemies.
250 leopards fall from the sky.
Leopards.
Yeah. They're just having a great old time.
A leopard is a mispronunciation of a real animal. And then a lion.
And then a lion.
A tiger.
Homeboys come from the sky, try to kill this 9-year-old, and then...
Who steps in? Oh,
the Drillbur.
Excadrill.
Yeah.
Drillbur.
No, it's Excadrill. It is Excadrill.
Oh, yeah,
I'm crazy.
Excadrill.
Excadrill comes bursting from the ground, just freaking nails these poor cats in the face.
These poor leopards.
These poor leopards. And then, Homeboy comes up and he's
Mr.
like...
Mr. Texas.
He's like... Nice work, little lady. And he's like, it's high noon. And we're like, McCree, is that you?
We don't laugh because we actually deal with people like that on a daily basis in Texas.
Yeah, that's our life. You know, when
just
we're,
drill bursts and
yeah,
excadrills. Drill,
extra drills, Tauruses, Ponytas.
All that stuff.
All horse Pokemon.
Politoed.
What?
Buffalant.
Yeah.
Gigalith.
I ride my Politoed to school every day.
Oh. So there's going to be Politoeds in this game, in Sun and Moon. You should definitely name it Constantine. For anyone who doesn't know, Kermit's evil twin, or doppelganger, I guess, is
Constantine.
Constantine. Anyway.
Much like that one dude who was like
Injustice League
Rome
dark.
Is dumb and then he peaced out. Oh wait, that was Constantinople.
Nailed
no,
it.
That was Constantine.
Leopard. Anyway, so then all the other gym leaders show up and pretty much wreck shop.
Yeah, there are a lot of weird gym leaders in this generation.
Mm.
So you have Captain Texas, then you have the American version had this librarian who was also a cook.
Yeah, I think she was a chef.
Yeah. And she was the first African-American gym leader,
besides
other than
Brock. Nice try, Game Freak.
You did your best.
It wasn't much.
And then...
Is she the first black...
Yeah, dude.
President.
Black
no,
president.
No, Barack Obama is.
And then,
is she the first black gym leader?
Yeah, other than Brock, who really did his best. And then, Elsa.
Wait, are you saying Brock or Barack?
Brock.
Because Barack, B.A. Rock, was an awesome dude.
Yeah, he
still
he,
is, actually.
Yeah, he was.
He awesome. Not dead.
Yeah, I know. He helped give the okay to Hamilton.
That's true.
I need to listen to new music.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Anyway, then what happens?
Anyway, then, Elsa, the Ice Queen,
Elsa,
Electric Zebra Rider,
Alicia? I think is her name.
Anyway, she comes out and she's like, that would be dumb if we just ignored this. And I was like, have you looked at any of the other games? Because none of the gym leaders gave a crap about the criminal organizations that were going on. They were just like, that's dumb. I'm going to keep running my gym. And then Homeboy with the bugs does his little...
Homeboy with the bugs.
He does his little happy dance.
She is the first black gym leader.
Yeah.
You're right.
Except for Brock. God rest.
Brock.
And then he does a little happy dance. Then Swanna just like wrecks from the sky.
Oh, and Skyla shows up.
Skyla's like, you know those guys? They'll be safe with me.
And all the little boys in the audience went, we love you.
Yeah. And we were like,
Skyla was a fan favorite for boys because she was a cutie pie.
Yep. And the voice actress for that made
god awful
cringe. Like, it was so bad.
We could have done it better.
I know. We should have.
We should have.
I don't really know who else came. Oh, yeah. There was the
Burr.
There was the homeboy who just started. He was like, Pokemon are overrated.
Bryson.
And he just goes and punches the crap out of everyone.
Yeah, the ice guy. Bryson shows up and he walks up and he like punches a Gigalith in the face, I think. Just
No.
What?
He punches the trainers. He just goes for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, freaking like ninja sakes this guy in the face.
He goes for the Ash lodging. Mewtwo can't catch him if they're in their Pokeballs. Bryson's like, the Pokemon can't know what to do if the trainers are dead.
And then his bear tick picks up a Gigalith and throws it at the building.
I know. What the heck? How big is bear tick?
I have no idea.
All right, let's consult the the Pokedex.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Drayden finally shows up.
Yeah, and then he comes in real hot, but his beard looks like a mask.
Yeah, I don't get what the idea was. Beartick is 8'6".
Wow, what a colossal.
Let's see how big Gigalith is, though. All right, you got to guess.
16 and a half feet.
No, real guess.
13 and a half feet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 5'7".
Well,
it all adds up. Way to go, Pokemon anime. You finally did it.
You finally did it.
Finally found
Where's
some
Where's your Wailord?
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yeah, so anyway, then Drayden shows up with his Haxorus, which
steals
the show.
Absolutely. Comes falling from the sky and just tail nailed like crazy whip. I was going to say tail whip, but that's like a baby.
He uses
move.
Tail whip and lowers the defense of everyone.
And everyone's like, what?
I always forget that Haxorus is a Pokemon and not like an actual dinosaur from this world that we lived in. I see it, I'm like, whoa.
Wow, that is... I could have one of those.
I could buy that thing.
I can, yeah.
Anyway, so it was kind of uneventful, but it was just a lot of awesome visual stuff, I thought.
Yeah, and then, like, the old people were like, you're dumb. And the gym leaders were like, you're dumb. It's like, is somebody running for American president right now?
Okay.
And then they fought.
Meanwhile, all the people from Palatown are like, please don't take away our rights. And Drayden's like, we're leaving.
Drayden's like, Canada seems nice this time of year.
So they've had a Black
Friday
gym leader. That's true. Black Friday's coming up, but regardless, they've had a Black gym leader in every game since then.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Why are there no Mexicans at all?
I think Olympia is kind of Mexican.
Who's Olympia?
She's not white. She's the really, really scary psychic type gym leader from Gen 6.
Yeah, she's Indian.
Okay.
I think.
I mean, Brock is black, so there's that.
That's probably
But the
true.
Fact that Grant, the rock type, and then Marlon look exactly the same is a little problematic to me.
Well, no, Grant has random stones in his hair.
Yeah, but Marlon has shiny
Fish
things.
In his hair.
Anyway. So I thought it was really uneventful and difficult to talk about in podcast form, but it was
true.
Very enjoyable, and go watch it.
Yeah, go do it. It's good for your soul.
So you know what else happened this week, John?
Cast Form was released on the 3DS.
Not true.
Oh.
Don't lie to these people.
No.
They put their trust in you. Pokemon Sun and Moon finally came out.
Yeah, man. Super stoked. So like we said before, we went to the midnight release. I was working it.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a lot of time to play, but even worse than that is that I got pretty far. Got all the way up to like the first actual city. And my game cartridge
popped
out.
It's like good 2 or 3 hours of play.
Yep. It was just like, nope.
Not that I coach.
Oh, no. And then I went all the way back to my first battle. And so I was like,
awful.
Good. So I wasn't too happy about that. But it's a wonderful game so far.
It's great so far. You chose
Popplio.
Popplio.
Gosh.
The sorry sap excuse of a Pokemon starter.
Sorry sap of excuse of a Pokemon starter that beat the crap out of your Litten.
All right. Let's let's take a minute. There is a type advantage involved. All right, so we caught, like, we had 2 Pokemon each, I think.
Yes.
And then just randomly.
I had 3, and then that's why we decided to go up to 6.
Oh, okay. So then we just randomly started catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
So what, you want to go for your team first or me first?
You go first.
All right, so I got Litten, and you know what? I really fell in love with Litten.
Mm.
I really did not want to use this Pokemon, but it's grown on me.
Yeah.
So I've got Litten, and his name is Felix. Felix the cat.
Yeah.
We're both nicknaming every Pokemon we catch in this game.
Yep.
Just,
yeah.
So I caught a female Grubbin, uh-huh. And its attack stat is pretty great.
Pretty rub-a-dub-dub.
Thank God for the Grubbin.
Grubbin.
So I named her Charlotte, because I was trying to think of famous female bucks, and I got Charlotte from Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte it is.
I was thinking also She-Log, the spider.
Yeah. And one that tried to kill Frodo.
Yes. And then Yggdrasil, the one that nearly kills Falcor from the Neverending Story.
Good.
So, good times. So, those are my actual Pokemon. Then I went and caught 4 Pokemon. I caught a Pichu, female Pichu named Hera. I got a female Picky Peck named Jake. I don't know what that's about. Then I got a young goose and named it Don. Because it looks like Donald Trump. Our illustrious leader. And then I only had 5 in my box. And John was like, no, you need to go catch a 6th one. So I went and caught a Wingull and tried to name it Wiener Schnitzel, but it didn't fit. So it's now named Wiener Schnit.
Wiener Schnit. Wow.
So what is your team composed of right now? What are your official
trash
Pokemon, and then what are your just added ones?
So my official Pokemon are Sinantra, who's my Popplio.
Because
I got a guy Popplio. I really wanted a girl Popplio.
Pop-you-hoo-lo.
But I ended up getting Guy, and it was kind of like, all right, well, that's fine.
And the soft reset in this game is like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, I wasn't about to do that. So I was like, all right, guess I'm just going to deal with this Popplio. And it grew on me like crazy. I love this thing.
And
everyone,
what is the thing?
Huh?
What is the thing called? Pokemon Refresh.
Yeah, so we just like sit there and pet our Pokemon. And the only person I've pet is Popplio.
I've sat and pet a 12-pound grub and a cat in a virtual game.
Yeah, you have.
Which is not what I want to do at all in real life.
It is what I want to do.
A 12-pound grub? Because I don't like cats. Cats scare me a lot.
But they've grown on you.
Litten has. And I'm no longer petrified when I see a cat. I can move.
Yeah, you can.
But I still am very scared of them.
I just named a Magnemite Waxop.
Waxop?
Yep.
What a name. Waxop, Waxoff.
Waxop, Waxop. Anyway.
What else you got?
Sorry, I was looking it up and then I got into a battle. So, we've got Sinantra, my Popplio. Then, so.
Name the Pokemon species first. So we got Sinantra, we got Madonna.
I actually don't know if I'm going to keep any of these Pokemon on my team.
All right, so you got Popplio.
Yeah.
All right, what is your throwaway 5 Pokemon?
Lawrence, my Pikapek. I don't know why I named him Lawrence.
Of Arabia.
So, here's the thing. I am going through this game naming Pokemon, the first thing that comes to my brain.
That's dangerous.
Literally just like the dumbest thing that I can think of. Just like on the spot, not thinking about the Pokemon at all. Just like, go. And so I mean, Lawrence the Pikapek.
I guess that's better than Wienerschnitt even still.
I have Imogrant.
Imogrant.
Yeah, because also I'm a terrible speller. So all of some my of the names words come are out not the worst.
So you got
Imogrant
my young goose. Which is supposed to be immigrant. Like yep. because
he gets the job Trump done apparently. And
you all know it. We know it. I know it.
Yeah, we do.
It's gonna be huge. it's gonna be young goose.
It's gonna be huge. And then we have Blockit. Who
Blockit
was supposed to be Blanket, but I forgot Nen. And so
Blockit.
That's my Ladybug.
Oh yeah, Ladybug.
Yeah, that thing's terrible. It was just like, hi, I exist, and my name is misspelled. Oh, I'm dead.
Block it.
Then I have Narnar, who's my Pichu.
Shredding the Narnar. You're not going to keep that one?
I might not. I've just had a Pikachu on my team, like, for a very long time.
Tradition.
It is, but I really like the Alolan Raichu. And
I guess there's no Pikachu clone in this gen.
Yeah. Well, there's that one, the Steel type.
Oh, Demigaguru?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Something like that. I'm not going to build a competitive team in this. I'm just going to build like Pokemon that I think look cool and are awesome. And I'm probably going to lose a lot of battles, but hey.
Felix the Cat. Is that everybody on there?
No, and then I have Dexter. But the thing
Dexter.
Is The thing is Dexter, I meant to hit an E and I hit a 2. And so it's D-E-X-T-2-R.
Dextour.
And it's a Wingull. It's just having a good time.
Not as good as Wienerschnitt.
Yeah, it is not as good as Wienerschnitt.
My Wienerschnitt took out your Dextour.
Yeah, Dextour got body rocked. And
what, is that everybody?
Yeah, it's everybody. Okay. I've also named... before my game reset, I had a Pokemon that I named Toothbrush. which will probably reappear somewhere on my game.
I'm excited.
I also had one named Lasagna.
Very nice.
They are lost to the abyss of non-saving. So sad.
So sad.
God rest Lasagna
and Toothbrush.
I think I do have a Caterpie named Clarence, but
that's
don't
a great
call me on
name
that.
For a Caterpie.
Yeah.
I gotta say. So we battled.
Yeah, we did.
With
and
these six Pokemon. And
Alistair
things were looking good for me.
Me.
Things were looking good. I was a Pokemon ahead for most of it.
Yep. And then...
Well, we had a similar team, basically.
Yeah, and so we sent out a lot of the Pokemon to face up against each other.
Yeah, I had a Grubbin, which got me that advantage early.
Right.
Is what ended up happening.
And then what did I have? The Ladybug?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it sucked. It was fast, but it sucked.
It's pretty fast.
I
just got lucky.
You're like...
And so I narrowed you down to Popplio.
You nailed me down to Popplio.
So like half... We saved our starters for the end, which I think makes sense.
Yep.
So we had... You had like a third of your health.
Yep.
And Litten goes out. Felix goes out. Full health.
Yeah.
Ready to strike.
Ready to pounce.
So I take a look at my moves and obviously my fire isn't going to be very effective. My normal is going to be normal effective. My lick is going to be... normal effective, but that also has a chance of paralysis.
Right.
I thought I was going to knock you out, so I just went with Lick and got you down to...
1 HP.
1 HP.
Literally 1 HP.
No paralysis.
I snapped out of confusion because I was also confused.
Yeah, from Wienerschnitt.
Yeah. I snapped out of confusion, hit you with a water gun...
And I went down.
God rest Felix.
On...
Literally down... To 1 HP on Popplio.
I was so angry.
Popplio pulled one out for the team. He was like...
Sinatra.
I'm ready. Sinatra is about to be luck be a lady on this
Felix
stuff.
Felix was overconfident, I think. And
yep.
Brace himself.
Sinatra was...
I can't believe that happened.
He was crooning for a win.
I wonder... if I... Well, there's no use dwelling in the past, John. I lost. Fair and square.
Literally down to one HP.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to see... Okay, so if any of you guys know how to do this, I want to save that battle onto an SD card and put it on the internet, but I don't know how to do that, so...
Yeah, let's talk about that with someone. So what do you think of this game so far?
I love it.
Storyline's good so far?
I think the storyline is the best it's ever been.
I like it a lot.
Even past Black and White.
Yeah.
And it is geared towards children.
Yeah.
That is very apparent. One of the things that I don't like about the game is that everybody just says random random words at the end of their sentences. So they'll just say like, yeah, or...
Oh.
Or like, woohoo.
Random exclamations.
Yeah, and it...
They're excited, John. This is
I'm Gen excited 7. They're too, excited. But why do they have to like say it literally every sentence?
Alola.
Yeah. Alola makes sense. Like, hello, or but like, yeah, at the end of everything. Hey man, how's it going? Yeah? It's like, are you Canadian?
Maybe some people say that.
Is that a thing?
Maybe.
Okay. Well,
let's ask Moana. Anyway. Yeah. Visually, it's pretty good.
It is very good.
Super fluid.
Yeah, and I really like the little things that they've done, like, you know, making the trainers very apparent in the battles.
Yeah. I think this is the first time.
I think they did it in X and Y, but they were, like, in the background, kind of like...
Or I think they started out and showed you, like, throwing this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're in the actual battle, though.
Word.
But you can see the characters right in the back, right behind the Pokemon.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that is a great thing. I agree.
And another thing that I really like about it is that you can really see, It's the little things, the tall grass.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Whenever you approach an area that will challenge you to a battle.
Oh yeah.
The screen darkens.
Yeah.
And it goes, like hones you in and prepares you. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I know people are like freaking out because this is the 20th anniversary. It's the last game. I feel like they're just getting started with this.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is such a great step up from... I mean, X and Y was huge.
X and Y was huge because it was the first 3D game, but it was so limited. It felt like everything was only good because it was in 3D.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kudos, because, you know, that's a huge step.
It's a big engine change.
Yeah, definitely. But looking at it from this point of view, it's like X and Y is tiny baby compared to what we have
here. Yeah.
And it got rid of a lot of the stuff that nobody used. It got rid of the Pokemon games that you can play in Pokemon and Me.
Oh,
yeah, nobody used that. And that's just wasted game space, you know? And they got rid of they brought back the so in Black and White, you had this like festival hallway or something.
Yeah.
It was like a thing that like, it was like a mall and you could go and like drop your Pokemon off and, you know, get them to have a haircut or something and they become more affectionate to you. I thought that was really cool.
That's fine.
Yeah. That was something that I played a lot in Black and White.
I think they incorporated some of that into this new game.
Yeah. And the festival.
Yeah.
The Pokemon Festival is that now.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Like, it's a little thing that you don't really have to think about, but it's there if you want to do it.
I hate all the talent shows and the film movie stuff. I hate all that in the Pokemon games.
I've always liked them.
I'm sure there's going to be something like that in this game, and I'm just going to skip over it again.
I won't. I'll probably complete it.
Well.
Because I'm a sucker for cute things.
I know, and it is super cute, but I don't want my Golispod like running around in a tiara.
Do you not?
No.
I do.
Yeah. Well,
I want my Giratina to be the star of the cute
get
show.
Get a Giratina out of here.
Get the
Oh, so speaking of which, in our very first episode,
yep,
was close to when Sun and Moon was announced.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Giratina's the worst.
And we just listened back to it, and I'm like, I hate Giratina. Still do.
Still do. Nothing 36 has
weeks
changed.
Means nothing to me.
36 weeks has not brought you to your end your quarrels with the Shadow Realm.
No, even after a Pokemon Generations episode, still hate it. So we took note of some things that we both wanted.
Yeah.
Because our first episode is Pokemon Sun and Moon wish list.
Uh-huh.
So if you're interested in more detail on this, we only got a couple of them, but shout out to
you and me 36 weeks ago.
Yep.
Man, what was life like 36 weeks ago?
Hey man, go listen to episode 30 or
I think I was still dumb.
No. I think you had a PhD back in
episode one. Oh yeah, one. That's true.
So, I was convinced that Lunatone and Solrock would be major players in this game.
We were wrong.
And they clearly are the most important things.
We were very wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a cool idea, but...
I'm still betting there's going to be Megas for them. Because there's still stuff we haven't seen, despite that leak.
Right. So there was the data mining that went on during the demo. But we haven't seen... Or there are some things that have popped up that didn't show up in that data mining.
Yeah, so they released... an Ultra Beast that was not released in that data mine.
So that's neat.
Maybe there's still more stuff, but doubt it.
I actually haven't paid attention a lot to the newer Pokemon, so I'm still getting surprises. But
oh, cool.
Yeah, most of the Alolan forms I know about.
Yeah.
You know.
All the big stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I really want a Sandslash and a Ninetales.
Oh, the Alolan form, yeah.
Anyway, so moving on.
Yeah.
I wanted here. The JPEG faces to go away.
Yes, you did.
And,
I think they did.
They kind of did.
It's a lot more fluid. It looks more natural. Mm-hmm. It's still JPEG face.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, extreme emotions and then back to just, like, boring face.
Right.
However... I was thinking about this when
Mom's
I started playing it.
A lazy sack of lemons.
Aw.
She's like, I'm gonna unpack the house.
Why haven't you unpacked the house? You're like, I thought you were gonna do it. No.
You literally... And then the next morning, she's like, all right, I guess I'll unpack the house today.
Yep. Still hasn't.
And she's like, I got a date with my bed. And you're like, all right.
Oh, that's what the news wedge was.
Yeah.
People are freaking out that she has her own room and a bed.
Yeah.
And that she doesn't sleep inside the oven.
That is just... It's the little things, Game
it
Freak.
It is. Good job,
it's the
guys.
Little things.
Anyway, so that happened. Yeah, so they kind of fixed the JPEG faces.
Yep.
Something that I wanted was... because in Black and White... Well, okay, let me say this.
Better fossil Pokemon.
Do we even have fossil Pokemon?
I don't know.
I bet we do. There's so much I think we didn't get in that data mine.
That's fine.
I really hope so. Anyway.
Maybe you'll just get Narcanine.
In that fossil?
Yeah.
Yes. Rivals versus Companions is what I wrote down.
Yeah, and unfortunately they went... A little bit more companion.
More companion-y. Well, at least from what we know.
Right.
So they've mixed a lot of stuff up in this formula. Like, they've got no gym leaders, but they've got kahunas.
Yeah. And that's interesting.
I like it.
I'm down for it. I like the new, fresh feel of it.
Yeah, if everything feels super new, which is great. But I... Like, in Gen 2 is probably where you hit peak rival.
Yeah.
With Silver.
And Silver apparently was like Giovanni's son.
I know,
and
so
he
good.
He was so savage. Like Gary was like a little punk. And we were like, all right, I'll body the heck out of you. And then
Silver
came in, he was like, I actually, if I got the chance, I would probably kill you if I needed to.
Yeah.
And
lose your childhood friend who's a jerk.
Yeah.
Silver's father is the
mob boss that you are fighting.
Yeah.
and then 3, May comes in.
It's
and
just your buddy.
Like, she's like, hey, we're childhood friends. We have this little childhood rivalry. And you're kind of like, okay, I can see it working. But yeah.
Well, she had a type advantage on you.
Yeah.
As well as Gary, or Blue, I guess.
Yeah, Blue.
Blue and Silver and then May all had type advantage on you.
And then it goes into fourth gen. You have that blonde kid.
Barry.
Barry. Barry West. He's Barry Manilow. Having a good old time.
Oh, so fast.
Running away. Barry, he did run a lot.
It's whoa. Oh, and he was blonde. Oh, well, I guess Barry's the redhead. Barry West. Anyway, so you got Barry and then Dawn?
Yeah.
Dawn takes the type advantage on you.
Right, but Dawn was a little bit more sassy towards you.
Yeah, she's more serious
like
for sure.
She was still like friend or whatever, but she was...
Well, she worked for the professor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that I think that one was a little more of a healthy relationship, but you got Barry, and you just like trashed Barry.
Yeah, Barry was a failure.
Barry sucks.
And then in the fifth gen, you had Charon, who was like...
That was overload.
Yeah.
See, they went too far with that one.
Well, Charon was just like, you're dumb, and I'm so much cooler than you.
Yeah.
It was like Mean Girls level of rivalry.
Yep.
It was like, If this were real life, I wouldn't talk to this
person.
Well,
you had Charon and Bianca.
And Bianca was an airhead.
Yeah, just walked over.
Yeah. So Bianca was just like, oh, no, I don't know what Pokemon are. Look at me. I'm a girl. And we were like, well, that's not sexist at all. What is what are you doing? Like, come on.
Give us another Cynthia. Again.
Yeah. Give us somebody awesome that we can go up against.
And they did have Juniper in that gen, mm-hmm. which was cool. Yeah. So they did have a little bit of good stuff for the ladies, but Bianca was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Gen 6 rolls around. We've got some garbage, man.
We've got straight up garbage.
People, it's like, well, I could dance better than you. You're like, well, I just literally murdered your Pokemon, so what are you going to do about it?
And then there was that Shy Kid, and they were like, oh,
yeah.
You exist. And then there was that girl that, like,
Trevor,
you went on a date with
Serena.
No, he went on the date with the littler one.
Oh,
yeah, it was a little weird. We were like,
she was like, let's watch the fireworks together and be together forever.
And you were like,
where's Serena?
James used Ultra Repel.
Max Repel.
No, one above that.
Oh, good.
So it's infinite. And then here we are in Gen 7.
And then Gen 7. You
so far.
How?
We've got how.
And how... I was kind of a disgrace.
It's bad.
I don't care for how.
I hate how.
He's just like, you're gonna do great, buddy. You're gonna destroy me. And I'm like, what?
He's like, you beat me, but how?
But I'm so happy. Like,
how?
There is no ill will towards anything in this world. And
I know.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
Do you eat at Bolden Creek Cafe every week? Or just like, like, do you just...
Yeah, I hate how...
Tell me more about your carbon footprint. Like,
yeah, I hate how lucky, happy-go-lucky he is. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't feel like a real character.
Yeah. There's nothing to tie into real life with him.
However, Lily...
Lily,
who's I don't think going to be a rival,
but a main part of the story.
Yeah,
definitely something interesting about her. She's a little kawaii.
Yeah, she's super kawaii.
She's super kawaii, and it's kind of weird.
She's got Cosmog.
Yeah, and it's adorable.
Abby.
I adore that. I think that is super cute.
It's wicked cute.
Yep.
And you save him on a bridge.
Yeah.
Because apparently Lily's like, I can't do any of that.
Day one, you go, you're like, I guess I'll leave my house. Go up. You're like, hey, where did my professor dude go? Like, he was going to show me something. You wander off, find this girl, see this planet thing getting attacked by Spearows. You're like, Pikachu, save me.
I was just about to say, look at all that EXP floating around.
And then that Pikachu doesn't come to the rescue. The bridge collapses, and you almost die for a completely random stranger's Pokemon. You're like, huh. Day one is not looking good.
Yeah, I know.
And then Topo Chico comes out of nowhere, and he's like, Kaka!
Topo Chico is amazing.
Awesome. He looks like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. The cutscenes in this game so far are
amazing.
Unparalleled.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I think it has on Gen 2 for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I love Gen 2, but this game is on a whole different level.
Yeah, just graphics-wise. I mean, that blows it out of the park. But even comparing it to 5th Gen, which had similar
great
graphics.
Story. Or sixth gen, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had, I mean, the cutscenes weren't really there. They were
not
just
at
like,
all.
Homeboy walks into room and yells at you. And
did
then
you end
Homeboy
up playing,
pieces out.
Did you play the demo?
No, I didn't.
There was a small little bit where you're like taking pictures of Jangmos and Hakomos, those dragon types. And there's a moment where you take a picture of it and it does not like it. And it walks up to you and it's like 7'5". And it like screams in your face. And it's like in those graphics. And I was like,
this, awesome.
This game is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And it is.
It is.
They get graphics scale wise. Correct. They get just like movement
God
is perfect.
Rest my Lord.
Well, yeah, you saw that too.
Yeah,
people are not happy.
Unplayable.
Completely unplayable. Delete the game, boycott. and another funny thing. Travis, the guy from Arbitrary Archive and who's on Pokemon podcast a lot, he tweeted out and he was like, hey, son, here's a little bit of pocket money for... Here's 30 grand.
Here's 30
grand.
You're
like, whoa.
What is it? She's like, oh, this is your cute friend. And you're like, Mom, stop embarrassing me.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, you got a cute little friend there. You guys have fun. Pop Leo, you take care of my son or I'll cut your little cherry nose off.
Okay. Oh, here's the deal with when you pick Litten. You get... I'm sure it looks so much more awkward than what you had or what Rowlet had. You walk in and Meowth is standing by your mom and Litten's standing by your mom or by you. And Meowth's like, am I being replaced by this cat? Meowth's like, what is happening?
He's like, Litten's like, I'm the top cat here.
I'm the top cat, buddy. Meowth looks so dejected. He's just like fake smiling, like this is all gonna be okay.
They wouldn't replace me, would they? This isn't real. No.
Can we go back to Japan, please?
And then when you're sitting there with Pablo, you walk in and Pablo goes, "Burr?"
And Meowth
like,
goes, what in God's name
what
is that monstrosity
is happening? And then he's like, bar?
Is that a clown, a seal, or a demon?
Bar?
Your mother's like, why did you pick the dumb bar? One?
Bar? I'm like, okay. But God, do I love Popplio. Everyone is not about Popplio. I've heard nobody say good things about Popplio. I will be the first to say that I love Popplio.
Wow.
I think Popplio is super adorable, and he's going to be a wonderful asset to my team.
He did eliminate Litten today, so there's nothing I can really say about that.
One HP held in there.
Unbelievable. He doesn't have sturdy, does he?
Homeboy came in hot.
Another thing you wanted was better bad guys.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Which I don't think was going to happen.
Team Skull is going to be...
Yo, it's your boy Gazma.
It's your boy Gazma. After... what can you do after Team Galactic? You make Flare and you ruin it.
Yeah.
They tried to go...
Plasma. Plasma was weird.
Oh, I meant Plasma. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think they ruined it, but it was definitely not a step upward.
Oh, no, I liked Plasma.
Yeah.
I thought Plasma was great. I personally think it's the most enjoyable team. It's obviously incredibly out there.
Yeah.
And then you got N. I thought everything tied into that story well. They wrote it pretty well.
Uh-huh. I didn't like how it spanned over two games, but yes.
Yeah, sure. But then Flare happened, and it felt like... It felt like an old game where it was just Team Rocket, and they wanted to do something. Like, take over the world. It's like...
But even Team Rocket was like, we're bad guys. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And Flare's like, we're fashion police.
Yeah, Team Flare was not good. I really tried to defend Team Flare at first.
And then Homeboy
no,
was like, I know that we've been saying we're fashion police, but I'm actually going to end this world. I'm actually going to
also,
kill...
Also, those shoes are terrible.
...everything on this planet.
And the problem with him was you battled him three times.
Yeah.
Like, a final boss...
Yeah.
And then another final boss, another final boss, and it was all Lysander.
It was like what? Stop, though!
So I think this might be a good step in the right direction of taking the scale down and just restarting this incredibly epic storytelling with this 3D animation, but just with a calmer storyline, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Delta episode I liked a lot.
Oh, the Delta episode was fantastic. Yeah. And that was earth-shattering kind of stuff.
And also the Delta episode in Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby was really good, too. I thought... I was talking about the after story of X and Y.
We got a couple other things like, character customization is back. So I mean that's pretty much a given. Something you said was, what's up? I said I don't want a new type.
Didn't get a new type.
That's good. I wanted little to no megas.
And
we didn't get a single one.
Yeah,
which I'm pretty happy for. So we moved away from megas, and we're going to Alolan forms,
which I like a lot. And we've talked a little.
That's something you wanted. You wanted love for older Pokemon.
Yeah, and here we definitely are. Revamped our Rattatatas.
I honestly love little Bandito Rattata.
I love Bandito Rattata. I do not like Raticate.
Raticate's bad.
You had so much potential. You could have thrown a sombrero on that guy and I would have liked him.
You could have... Yeah, that, I think he could have been great, but they just made him ugly.
Yep.
And no one really wants to use an ugly Pokemon, I don't think.
I mean...
It's usually cute, awesome, or scary, or something like that.
Cute, awesome, scary, or awkward.
That's true. So maybe the awkward one.
It wasn't
maybe
awkward.
Reggie would love
Alolan Raticate. Reggie loves Alolan Raticate. You heard it here first, folks.
And then my last thing was I wanted good bug type Pokemon because bug type never gets love.
And boy, did we
holy crap
hit a home run on that!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just some sweet, sweet bacon
Laurent. Well, that's actually grass Laurentis. Type.
Oh, is it?
It's exclusively grass, but yeah, it's basically a bug.
Yep,
you got Gillispod, which is Wimpod's evolution.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed by Wimpod, and now here we are.
Dope.
It's the Magikarp of this generation.
Yeah,
apparently.
Exactly.
And then even the first, like, the starter bug.
Yeah, the Grubbin
is
one.
Totally viable Pokemon.
He looks super cool, too.
Yeah, the Vikavolt's amazing. And I have a Grubbin on my team named Charlotte, as we talked about, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. An electric type coverage. Man, like...
Good stuff.
It's
really,
really
good
stuff. So yeah, it's only two times a week to fire, unlike every other bug grass type Pokemon there is out there.
Right, yeah.
Same with Gullispod. It's not even weak to fire because it's got water.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm honestly thrilled for the bug types in this game.
And I was excited about the ice.
And there's ice types, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited about the ice type because you got some new Pokemon, or some old Pokemon that got the ice type.
Yeah.
And they just look cool.
Ninetales is, like, flawless. What, I mean, what else could you do to make that better?
Yeah, and then
Sandslash
looks
great.
Dope.
Unfortunately, it's four times a week to fire.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not even going to build a competitive team in this game because I'm so in love with some of these awesome-looking Pokemon.
Yeah, they did a great job so far from what I've seen.
We're going to get, like, 30 minutes into the game and be like, wow, this is garbage.
This is terrible. Gullispod is stupid.
And then throw it under a car.
Then I'll be like, Popplio is great.
And I'll be like, yeah, he is.
Oh, never mind. Well, we're going to be talking about this game for a little while, so
yeah.
I think we'll wrap it up here.
Word. Where can we find us?
I'll tell you where we can find us.
Where are we found?
This is where we can find us, and theoretically, if other people wanted to also find us, they could do the same.
Yeah, do it.
John, if you ever wanted to email the show, you can email let me try that again.
The BSL John. Podcast?
The BSL Podcast at gmail.com. If you ever wanted to see us on social media, John, or me, we could go to Twitter, find us on
the Twitter
at Bite-Sized Lemons.
Yeah.
You can find us Bite-Sized Lemons on Facebook, on YouTube. Also, listen to us on Podomatic and iTunes.
Yeah.
So if you leave us a review on iTunes, that would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, you could do that.
I mean, if you want. You don't have to. Oh, this is for us only, actually. So you know what? Everybody forget everything we just said. This is for only us.
This is for our ears only. For our ojos. Wait, that's eyes.
Nope, that's...
Dang it.
I think naranjas.
Oh, our oranges.
Oranges,
yeah. Our oranges only.
Well.
All right. Well,
this
I had
been
a great
fun,
time.
I had a fun episode.
Let's high five.
Gah! There's a baby shower going on downstairs.
Yeah, there is. There are a bunch of showers of babies.
Yeah, it's babies falling from the ceiling.
Babies just taking baths.
Bunch of Pomeranians taped to a ceiling fan. Pomeranians
just having a good time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.